Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's at Cleveland.com. He goes by Coach Riz. We know him as Lance Rise, and he joins us now. Lance, how's it going?
Dick, how are you, my friend? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. It's always a good day. I always enjoy getting to talk to you. This feels like a perfect time for you, Lance. It's your bread and butter. We are a day away from the combine starting. This feels like the strongest point I could possibly talk to you in.
Oh, absolutely. The combine is one of my favorite times of the year, football-wise, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we get to watch college kids on college kids. We get to break down tape, break down a lot of drills. I guess I'll start you off and ask you, the actual physical part of the combine, a lot of people aren't combine people, I think, right now especially. Mm-hmm. They kind of talk about it. Are you somebody who puts a lot of stock into the physical workouts that are done?
Well, you know what I like to do is I like to, obviously, I rely on the film. I think the film is the most important thing. And then when I watch the combine and you see some numbers guys put up, so if a guy, if a running back who they said was going to run 4.6, but his tape looks amazing, and then all of a sudden he pops off a 4.4 or 5 or something like that, then you go back and say, you know what, this really lines up and the speed matches up. So I like to take the combine numbers and then see if they match up with the film that I've watched. But yeah, I think it's important to see some real sizes. I don't think it's the most important thing, but you need to see sizes of offensive, defensive line. You need to see 10-yard splits from those guys. 40-yard dash, obviously guys need to run in pads, but you've seen that can be very important. So yeah, I think there's some merit to seeing their physical tools, but also you got to see guys play. So for me, it's more just adds to what I watch on film.
I'll ask you about the combine here in a little bit, but I did want to get to the NFLPA report cards came out across the league. And for the Browns specifically, I mean, if they were graded on a bell curve, let's just say not faring too well. They'd probably be retaking 2024, right? This would be a class they'd have to repeat. It wouldn't be good. Kevin Stefanski, a little concern around there. He ranks 30th among head coaches. He gets a C grade. Is that anything concerning for you or more just reflective of a season where you had 3 wins?
Well, I think it tells you how important winning is, right? So when you have a down season, everything is under a microscope. And from the coaches to how you run things, there's always a new way to do things and a new way, you know, what's important now to, you know, those type of things. But it really comes down to, do you win or do you lose? And that's when you lose, that's what ends up happening. You get people who are disgruntled. You get people who are upset. So I don't think it really is a reflection. Being down there, you know, some of those things – I don't see, like, I don't see disgruntled. I see them practicing fairly hard. I see, you know, they're organized. They don't hit a lot, but they're really organized. I don't see them as being looking unhappy. Obviously, when they're those type of surveys, they get to, you know, speak the truth or and speak their mind. So obviously there's some issues, but I really think that a lot of that has to do with just having just an awful year, but more importantly, an awful year when you had such high expectations.
Yeah, it was little again. Kevin Stefanski's ranking being that low was a little interesting. The other thing I wanted to ask you on sort of the reoccurring grade of some of the things that feel like they're really easy to change. The one that always stood out to me as something was treatment of families. Right, mm-hmm. So the Browns come in for treatment of families as a D plus, and last year they were a D minus. Now I went back and looked into the reasonings for that. It was the back to back exact same reasonings of, well, it feels like the coaches' families are treated better than the players' families because after the games, the coaches' families, they have a room versus the players' families have like a tent in the parking lot. Is that something that seems as simple as it is, or is there more to that, that it could just be sort of a toss money or maybe not even money, just open up a room in the building as an easy fix? Because as I understand it, these are supposed to be things for ownership and franchises to go back and look at to make adjustments.
Well, you know, it's funny. I see a lot of that, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, they're complaining about things, but it's just like having a dome. I'm pro dome because, you know, back when they said, oh, these guys are warriors, that was back when, you know, guys had other jobs, right? So you invest so much money into these guys and there's so much money being made in NFL football. I think it's important, whether you like it or not, to kind of fix these things that are very easy to fix and very easy to make your program, especially for free agents coming in, guys who want to resign. I think it's important that you handle those little things that don't seem like they're a big deal. So obviously it is to the players. And I think those things are important just because the atmosphere and kind of the culture and kind of what you're creating around, is it a fun place to be? Obviously you're going to have weather issues here. That makes it tough for some players, but those are easy fixes, right? So for me, I'm going to do whatever I can, especially if you're investing the multi-millions of dollars you're investing in these players, making them happy, I think is important. Now, if you like it or not, that's irrelevant, but I think it's important that, especially these little things, you know, making sure they have what they need. I think that's vitally important in this day's game with what these kids are expecting.
All right, Lance, let's talk a little combine. Andrew Berry spoke yesterday. I thought he had some interesting comments on Travis Hunter specifically, saying the team views him as a wide receiver first, which definitely unique. I think if you ask just about every other GM, the question they have been asked, it's been cornerback first. He's coming into the combine as a corner. Should it be concerning for Browns fans that that's a take from Andrew Berry, or is he close enough in your eyes of being a really good wide receiver that makes sense to you that they view him receiver first over corner?
Well, you know, it's funny because I've heard a couple other people talk about it. I think when I think of him, I think of a generational talent. So I think he can be a really good receiver. He's going to have to, you know, when you're going both ways, he's not super, super refined as a receiver. He's just super, super athletic. Now, he does a lot of naturally things, changing the pace, attacking blind spots, pushing the corner, getting to his heels. He does a lot of things really, really well. And you can tell he's really coachable, and you can tell he likes playing both sides of the football. However, it was weird just because everybody sees him as a corner, because corner's so hard to get in the NFL. To play man coverage and to have the rules that they have now in favor of the offense, especially with hands-on after 5 yards, he's a guy who's elite at that. In fact, he's as good as anybody I've watched in the last 3 years of being able to be sticky on guys without being handsy. That's really hard to do, especially at the top of routes. So I see him as a legit corner, but I think his talent, I think the hard thing is going to be, I don't think he'll be as successful at the pro level if he's not continuously working at receiver. That's why I think they'll have a package for him. But in the NFL, everybody's as talented as he is. And when you only go one way, that's why they only go one way, because it'll be hard for him with the nuances of not playing whatever side he does to be on that side in the NFL. So I don't think it's a stretch to say he would be elite receiver. I think it's a stretch to say that he would be a better receiver than he would a corner, especially early on in his career, because you can go man and throw him out there and take away a side. And that's the kind of talent he is. You know, the old Deion, throw him out there, play with 10 and go. So yeah, it was a little shocking. I don't think it's an area of concern, but I do think he'll be an elite corner for a decade in the NFL. And I think he will get some touches on offense, but I don't think he'll be a primary receiver.
So was his decision, do you think, then to come in and like declare basically as a corner, In the sense of getting a contract, obviously the rookie contract's almost not irrelevant, but to a degree. Wide receiver is sort of where you get your money, right? Corners get paid, but not in the same way that a wide receiver gets paid. Is it more of a strategic of, hey, it's kind of easier to sell me as a corner who can have offensive packages rather than a wide receiver to have defensive packages in draft position in the money he's going to make there? Or is it simply he's a better corner than he is a receiver, and that was the bare minimum in your eyes, at least? Obviously, you have no connections to him, but the way that you see it.
Well, the way, you know, him wanting to be going on defense tells me his mentality, first of all. Secondly, when you watch him on film, the reason he's able to do that is because he is a film guy. And you know he's a film guy because he understands what other teams' offense and defense. That's a long week. He's not doing much else. So he's really committed to his craft. I just think he has the mentality of a defensive guy. He's really, really aggressive. In fact, the piece I wrote on him, I think one of the things, the biggest issue I have with him at corner is he's 185 pounds, but he doesn't think he is. He's super aggressive in his tackling. He's super aggressive when he comes up to help on the run. And that can lead to energy in the NFL. You know, if you look at like Denzel Ward with the concussions, that's all because Denzel Ward is not undersized, but compared to the guys that are on that field. So you worry about him with injury on defensive side of the ball, but I think it's more his mentality than anything else. He's not a guy who shies away from contact or shies away from a challenge or a matchup. He loves all that. So I think it's more his mentality. And I think he knows early on in the NFL, sometimes it's hard to play receiver just because you're seeing zone, you're seeing man, the movement, formations, personnel groups. Right now, he can come to the NFL, line up at corner in man coverage, and play from day one. So I think that's more of like, I can play right away. That's the mentality he has. But I still think he's a touch guy. Some of those touches could be punt returns. Some of those touches could be, you know, there's certain things you could do to get a guy touches if that's really what you want to do on the offensive side of the ball. It's hard to go the other way because there's so much you have to work on as a DB, fundamental-wise and technique-wise and multiple coverages and things like that. So I think it would be hard to go the other way. But he's a unicorn, right? Right, he's really the first true guy to come in to play both sides of the ball for major college football. So it will be interesting to see if teams can get him touches if he does play DB.
Lance Rise in Cleveland.com with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Another guy that you had in one of your recent pieces was Abdul Carter. I almost wonder if the Titans' decision today is they permit one of their premier pass rushers, their linebacker Harold Landry, to pursue a trade. Does that push you farther into thinking that maybe the Titans are leaning towards drafting Abdul Carter, or is this something that's just a little bit unrelated?
No, I think it's definitely related. You need to rush a passer in the NFL. Now, Abdul Carter, when you break him down on film, I have Abdul Carter, I have Mason Graham, and obviously I have Travis Hunter, three generational guys for me in terms of, like, they're going to come in and you have to plan for these guys. Abdul Carter, I've had some people who are upset with me because the only thing he's really going to struggle with early on is people running right at him just because he's 250 pounds. Not that he won't get better at it, but that's the only chance you have on. He is so explosive. They're saying he's going to run 4.5 in that range. But his first step, his ability to get around the edge, I mean, he's like a linebacker in a DN's body who can run. He kind of reminds you of his violence and his stop and start of JOK. That's kind of the impression I get with him when you watch him on film. He is an absolute game wrecker, and he's one of those guys that he doesn't always do it right. He makes the play, and there are some guys who are the outliers where they don't take on blocks right. They don't read stuff sometimes. He does that, but he's just so naturally gifted that he's able to make plays just by simply lining up and playing. And obviously he seems like he likes to work out. He likes to do all those things. Those top guys have to be film rats and weight room rats and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, physically, I think he's the number one player in the draft when it comes to physical tools, which I know is important to a lot of those guys. He makes a ton of plays on film too. Just a really good football player.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're a Browns fan, would you rather have him gone off the board at one? If you're obviously the Browns, I think would be considering quarterback. So you have your pick between the two, or would you rather have the opportunity that he's there to draft, but also if you pass on him, that you realize that you might have passed on what is going to be a ridiculous talent?
Well, you know, you have to know what they're thinking at the quarterback position. So if they're dead set, you know, obviously on everybody's boards, and I've had the opportunity to look at some of those boards, it depends, you know, do they value position? Do they value player? Who knows? Because they don't ever, give you that information. But if you say to me, if Abdul Carter's available at two, I think he's a guy you got to look at regardless of what you think your quarterback situation is, because as good as – and I don't care what – draft it is. And obviously, if it's a draft where you have, you know, Andrew Luck, then you got to go with Andrew Luck. But if it's not, if they're not sold on Sanders, and if they're not sold on Cam Ward, this guy is going to be a good football player. Those defensive guys are, especially those edge guys, you can just watch it on film. He's twitchy. He's sudden. He looks like, you know, he's like the Tyreek Hill of defensive end. He's super athletic, and those are things you can't coach. So I think it comes down to what is, you know, if Abdul Carter's on the board, you have to take a look at that guy, regardless of what your situation is, but specifically if you're not sold that Sanders and, you know, Ward are absolutely your guys. That would be my call on that.
Now, for Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward, not really expected to throw at the combine. Is that something that's just going to be the case now for sort of these top quarterbacks and even some of the top players, like we saw Marvin Harrison Jr. do this last year, that they're just not going to participate, that it's not going to help them in any capacity?
Well, you know, I don't really disagree with them not throwing, and here's why. Now, everybody says, oh, step up and play. Well, they had a lot of film, and I'm a big believer in the body of work. It's just kind of like Sam Darnold, right? I know he played poorly at the end, but the body of work, Sam Darnold had a pretty good solid year last year. Considering how Browns quarterbacks have played, he had a really solid, you know, you want to finish. But, you know, that would be more my concern is, you know, the body of work. Now, not throwing at the combine doesn't mean he doesn't like competition. It just means as a quarterback, when you're working with receivers you haven't worked with, you don't know their nuances. And you can look really bad as a quarterback. Now, some guys have no problem with it. Others do. If you're not comfortable in that situation, then watch the film, because that's really what it comes down to. Being on the film with live bullets flying around you in a game situation, you know, you should be pretty solid with shorts on and t-shirt, no pass rush, right? So I'm a big believer in the film. I understand, but, you know, for me, it'd be the stuff we don't see. Does he understand the board work? Does he understand coverages? Does he understand fronts? How is he as a person? What does he like to do off the field? How does he train? How does he take care of his body? What's important to him? You know, will he be the first guy in the building? Will he be the last guy to leave? The throwing, you've seen it, and they'll see it on the pro day, and they'll see it. But for me, it's those other things that none of us will see when they're in their interviews that I think is really important, more than the throwing at this point.
Lance Rides at Cleveland.com with us here on the hotline. Lance, if you're looking at a quarterback into the Browns this year, competing in the AFC, what's more important to you? Is it the ceiling for a quarterback or the floor going into this year with what you have?
Well, I think you have to, and I've said this all the time, but they're going to have a really good defense again, especially if Miles comes back and they get a couple guys that can help, and JOK comes back. Let's assume Miles and JOK are back, right? So if we're going with that assumption, then they have elite player at all three levels of defense. That means you have to play to your defense. That means you have to sometimes punt the ball when you don't want to. That means on third and eight, instead of maybe forcing the ball down the field, you know, you run the ball and then you punt it. You improve the run game so you don't have those long yardage situations. You know, the Browns are going to have to figure out how to be a complete football team, and it's not one position, it's not either side of the ball. That's where they're really struggling, in my opinion, is that they're too fragmented. One, the defense is really good. Their kicking game has been solid. Obviously the extra field goals weren't great, but they're punting great. So they got to really play to the defense, and the quarterback's job is to end every drive in a kick, and I think they can be solid. If you look at Philadelphia, you know, Jalen Hurts is not a guy you win because of, he's a guy you win with, and he's a guy who made good decisions, and I think the Browns can close the gap if they can get a guy who puts him in the right play and doesn't turn the ball over. That's the big thing, and then they can rely on your defense because they have a really good defense with three outstanding guys at all three levels. So I think it comes down to finding a guy you're confident in and doesn't maybe not always win you the game, but doesn't lose it for you either.
All right, like 10 seconds or less, Lance. Your favorite drill at the combine that you're going to have your eyes on here?
I like the short shuttle drills, the short, you know, the L drill and the 20-yard shuttle, because it shows short area burst for both linebacker skill. So I love watching those shuttle runs.
All right, I'll be looking forward to it. I'll have my eyes on it, I'm sure as you will too. Lance, as always, appreciate you and look forward to talking soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, bud. I'll talk to you soon.
No doubt. That's Lance Risland, Cleveland.com. The floor is the thing that he's looking towards. And operating under the assumption that Miles is here and operating under the assumption that this defense is still going to be good, I think that's it's an interesting way because you have to think about the team building. And asking you, by the way, 216-474-0092, which of those two things is more important, a ceiling or a floor for a quarterback in this draft? I think it really depends on how you're viewing this and how you want to build a team. Now, the traditional way right now, I say traditional, the, I guess, sort of a pop culture way of building a team in the NFL, what's hot right now, is getting a quarterback, building around that quarterback, and expecting that quarterback to elevate. Expecting him to be the difference maker at every turning point in the game. And at that point, yes, if you want to build your quarterback that way, you clearly would want a higher ceiling. I think, though, to Lance's point, and almost in the degree that I feel, is that if you look right now at the way that the AFC is built, it's really interesting. Because every team is doing that, the Browns have an opportunity not to. If you rely on the defense and you rely on a strong run game, you can almost go against it. And at that point, you're looking for a quarterback to play very safe with you. Right? Just don't turn over the football, make the plays when I need you to, and we're going to rely on the defense more than anything else. It's not a crazy thought. I mean, the Eagles, obviously the glaring example right now in the NFL of teams that do this. It's not that I say rely on the defense and it means don't worry about what the offense does and the offense doesn't have to be great. Because go and look at the Eagles. To say they didn't rely on their defense would be absurd. The defense was otherworldly. They relied on them more than anything. They ran the football a ton. And yes, they had Jalen Hurts. Yes, they had Saquon Barkley. They even had a good passing game between A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. But that team was built around its defense. They were going to let the defense sort of get them an advantage and almost play the long game with teams of, okay, we'll try to be effective on offense, we'll try to be efficient, but we're going to rely on our defense to hold teams and to be able to stop them from putting up massive numbers just like they did in the Super Bowl. They won that game because their defense was dominant. Yes, the offense was good too, but it relied so heavily on the defense. And if that's the line of thinking where Lance and I sort of agree, I'm thinking a high-floor quarterback just isn't that bad of an idea. Now, Albert Breer was on with the afternoon guys yesterday, and if you were with us at the end of the show yesterday as well, you would have heard this clip and a piece of this conversation. But Albert has a line of thinking that goes the other way, and more so in the ceiling category.
If you're in the AFC, as the teams the first two picks are, I think you almost have to bet on ceiling because you're up against these superstar quarterbacks, and two of them are in your division if you're the Browns, right? Lamar and Joe Burrow. And then you got Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes on top of that. You know, once you get past that level, which I think is the top tier, those four guys, you still have Justin Herbert, and you still have C.J. Stroud. And, you know, maybe Drake May winds up becoming that guy. Maybe Bo Nix winds up becoming that guy. I mean, the gauntlet of quarterbacks you're going to have to go through to get to the Super Bowl in the AFC is daunting. And so I think if you are an AFC team, like, you almost have to chase a guy who you think can get to that level. And I think that's what separates Cam from Shador, is the ceiling's higher.
Now, this is sort of where Albert and I respectfully disagree, because Albert's incredibly intelligent, more intelligent definitely when it comes to the NFL, by a large margin, miles upon miles, than I am. But it's where we respectfully disagree, because if I look at the AFC, I'm already looking at teams constantly building around this model. I'm looking at the Bills throwing Josh Allen up there, not giving him any talent to work around, and say, Josh, go take us to the promised land, right? You'll throw the ball to Khalil Shakir and go take us to the promised land. Joe Burrow, I'm not going to give you any sort of defense. You and Ja'Marr Chase, take us past Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, the glaring example here. Again, I guess that's the phrase of the day, glaring example. There we go. But the Chiefs, their offense just relies on Patrick Mahomes. But that's what you're competing against. In the AFC, that is what you're up against. So if I'm going for the high-ceiling quarterback, that's who I have to step past. That's who I have to overcome at every waking moment, is if I'm going to put things in the high-ceiling quarterback category, and I'm just going to rely on a guy to get to that level. And it's not saying you can't put talent around him and that you can't build similarly, especially on a rookie contract between these two guys. And Jalen Hurts is getting paid too. But I can almost land with the floor option and understand that, yes, there's still a ceiling to Shador. The conversation here always feels weird when I say, Shador's got the higher floor because it makes him sound like the worst quarterback. It's not the case. He still has a high ceiling. But he's the more sure thing. And I can be pretty confident that I have the guy there and he's going to get me ready to be in a spot to compete faster if I hit on my other picks in addressing the other positions. If I go high ceiling quarterback, I put myself in more of a risk of taking longer to figure this thing out, having to go through multiple options. And that's what the Browns find themselves in a predicament of having to find out right now. That competing in the AFC, would I rather try to find a guy that can get to Mahomes level but risk him not being there and being so far behind that this team, he never ends up being that guy? Or do I take the risk with somebody like Shador Sanders, who may have a higher floor and gives me a better chance to be stable? Again, I think you're almost in a better spot in the AFC just as it relates to building a team and trying to go in a stable route. Trying to keep things in a different perspective because I don't want to have to go up against Patrick Mahomes. Right? In a head-to-head battle, my quarterback versus your quarterback, the very fat chance that whatever guy that I go and draft, I'm going to win. Patrick Mahomes is going to win that. Josh Allen might win that. Lamar, Joe Burrow, all of those guys might win out that battle. But if I have the opportunity then to say, well, he's going to take care of the football. Let's just build a strong run game around him and make sure I have a sure thing. Because that is what, within the last 4 years, the Browns have really been missing is a surefire thing at quarterback. You've just not had even a stable piece there. You've been bouncing around between Deshaun, Jacoby, DTR, and everything else under the sun, Joe Flacco. Just get me a piece that can be stable. Get me a guy there. Build around him. Don't make me take a million swings. Just get it right this time, and we'll play to the idea that, okay, if I'm running it back with Kevin Stefanski, I'll trust that he can develop Shador. He's a guy who fits his system traditionally better anyway. So I'll take that guy, and I'll build a strong run game, and I'll build a team around my defense. Perfectly fine. The faster path back could very well be Shador Sanders, as counterintuitive as that sounds. Speaking of Shador, we talk about smoke screens. I didn't believe it before, but the smoke screen for Shador might be real. We'll get the audio from Kevin Stefanski that makes me believe it coming up here in about 5 minutes. 216-474-0092. Is the smokescreen real for Shador Sanders? It's Jake Volnick with you guys right here on the Fan. Listen, you go two innings, it's spring training, okay? Nothing to see here. Gavin Williams, two perfect innings, 3 Ks, works through it perfectly fine. No issues to speak of. Will Dion, by the way, which is a name that maybe Guardians fans will get used to here in a little bit. Lefty. Rising up the ranks, also through two perfect innings to piggyback that. And then somehow Jack Leftwich, who is a name who maybe you may or may not need to know, 2/3 of an innings and gave him 4 runs. Yeah, you kind of blew it a little bit. But in non-shocking news coming down for the Guardians, you got 2 plate appearances, 2 strikeouts for Austin Hedges, 2 plate appearances, 2 strikeouts for Junkenzie Noel. Just seems that everything went the way that you could almost expect it to. But high hopes. High hopes for Gavin Williams this year on a bounce back year. You got a couple of good performances out of the guys as well. A hit for Rocchio, Lane Thomas. You got one as well out of Kyle Manzardo in the game playing first base. So you got some things to hold on to. It's not all bad. As much as I painted it as some bad performances. Good on the pitching staff. Good on a couple of the hitters. Overall, pretty good. That your spring training report brought to you by Mr. Hero and Quinn Legal Associates. All right, asking you at 216-474-0092, is the smokescreen real for Shador Sanders? Now, we talked about this, I want to say it was last week or the week before. It all kind of blends together at this rate. But we had a conversation about just sort of the impracticality of throwing a smokescreen at the number 2 pick. Because what sense does that make? Who are you smokescreening? Are you trying to get a team to trade up to two and you're trying to raise the value on a quarterback? Okay. Again, if you want one of the guys, I think you just take him. And if not, you're just looking to trade back and you know they're going to be interested anyway. The number two pick holds such elite value, it doesn't feel like you're throwing anybody off. Where I think you don't really get smoke screens in the common sense portion of it until you get to like pick three. And then much more so later in the draft. Like in the later end of the top 10 is where smoke screens can really work. Just doesn't make a ton of sense to me too. Now, this is the belief that I was at. I was absolutely not. They're not throwing a smoke screen. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Kevin Stefanski today might have just changed my mind. He had some comments. What is Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns? What attributes are they most looking for?
Decision making and accuracy should be at the top.
Now, the ending is the part that really gets me there. The ending, decision-making and accuracy. And you notice when he went through the long list of sort of rattling things off that arm strength is the one that ended up at the back end of that. It's like the last, we'll toss it in kind of.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Skill that you can have as a quarterback. He literally described Shedeur Sanders. The quarterback he said he was looking for was Shedeur Sanders. Now, you can take this and paint it as, okay, this is just the Browns having a lot of interest in Shedeur. the way the Browns operate, you don't say those things. You don't leave it so painfully obvious that I want to go and get Shador Sanders. I'm going to describe Shador Sanders to you as my perfect quarterback. Again, leadership, accuracy, athleticism, decision-making. Again, none of this wrong by Kevin Stefanski. These are clear, very good traits to have as a quarterback. It's one of the reasons I do. I truly do like Shador Sanders for the Browns to take as a number two pick. But the Browns and the way they operate and the way they hold things close to their chest, everybody knows that those are the things that Shador is good at. And you're not telling me openly, no, we like Shador at two. You're dancing around that fact. We don't know what we're doing. We're evaluating all of our options. Cam Ward is sort of the, I don't know that he's the consensus higher-rated quarterback, but a lot of people have him higher than Shador Sanders on their board from a talent perspective. I just don't think the Browns would be this painfully obvious about it. If you're going to send a smokescreen, this feels like the smack in your head. If you know anything about the Browns, this is premier smokescreen territory. If you're just going to blatantly tell me all of the attributes that make a quarterback good, I'm not going to believe you. If you're going to just describe Shador Sanders in that conversation, I'm more inclined to believe that you don't actually believe you want Shador Sanders. You're trying to make people believe you want Shador Sanders. And for what reason, I don't know. Is it the idea of maybe the Titans are going to trade back, which I think got a whole lot less likely today, with Harold Landry being rumored. Or not rumored, but he's allowed to seek a trade request now and seek out trade partners. You're going to need a pass rusher to sort of get past that. Is it the idea, though, that if they, for instance, trade to three, the Titans, and we're going to play a really big conspiracy theory type of moment here, so stick with me. But is it the idea that if the Titans decide that they want to trade out, drop down to three, and they can get the Giants to trade up, and they think that the Giants would want Shador Sanders, that they would be inclined to do so with the thought that Cleveland would draft him, and then Cam Ward falls into their lap. You can get the Titans off of Cam Ward, and then also ensure that you have that opportunity. And that maybe you can throw people off the idea that it was just one quarterback left, so if this thing doesn't work out, maybe I'm not viewed as negatively about it, because it was the only quarterback on the board. Again, seems like an odd way to go about it, because if the Titans just want Abdul Carter, why not just let the Titans draft Abdul Carter and take Cam Ward anyway? Why do you want Shador off the board? Why would you want the Giants to fly up? It would make more sense to me if it was an AFC team. If there was an AFC team sitting at three that needed a quarterback, I could almost buy into that. The Giants, you're going to play them once every 4 years. What's the point of trying to get them to take the quarterback off the board and then the Titans ending up with exactly who they want? It just does not make sense to me unless you're eyeing Abdul Carter. That's the only thing that I could possibly think of, is you're trying to then get the Titans off of Abdul Carter so you can draft him. Is that your thought process for making Miles happy? It would be a good one. It's about the only thing that I can throw out there is an idea of why you're throwing a smokescreen, is that you want Abdul Carter. That's the guy that you're locked in on, the franchise-changing player you're thinking of, and you're almost looking to replace Miles, or if your stance is truly, we're not going to trade him, then you're trying to get somebody alongside to play with Miles. Either way, I guess if that's what you're trying to do, I'm under the assumption you want to take a quarterback at two. I don't know that anybody's playing the mind game saying you can get Abdul Carter here, and that's the route you should go. 216-474-0092. Is the smokescreen real for Shador Sanders? Let's go out to the phones. Let's talk to Keith is in University Heights. What's going on, Keith?
Yeah, hi. I think the Browns, that would be a terrible mistake to draft Shador Sanders or Cam Ward at number two with this team. This team is going nowhere in the near future. Their roster is terrible. Cam Ward is an air raid quarterback. We have a coach who can't coach an air raid scheme. Shador is a better fit in the short term. But you're talking about a quarterback with a ceiling that, well, he might be a little worse than Baker Mayfield as a pro. which in my opinion is not good enough. So what do you do, in my opinion? You build your roster. They need to rebuild this thing. I heard the gentleman on your show talking about we have a great defense. No, we don't. The defense is mediocre at best. You have no linebackers. JOK's probably done. You have no linebackers. You have one corner. You have one safety. And you have a defensive end who doesn't want to be here. So, and even at full strength last year, Jim Schwartz was a one-trick pony and played aggressively, overly aggressive for the second straight year. Teams figured that out, and they led the league in giving up big plays. So I don't see where this team is close to being anything other than, at best, maybe a 7 or 6 win team that cobbled together a roster. So why take a quarterback at 2 who is probably a second-round pick in terms of his talent level? You know, he's a quarterback, so obviously it's weighted. But he's not a number 2 player in the draft, regardless of position.
All right, Keith, I appreciate the call. I don't know. I can't operate under that. If it's that you're to the point, and if you don't believe in Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, I mean, that's completely up to you, and I'm not going to tell you you're wrong for that, because there's draft analysts who don't believe in either of them either, so I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. I would say, though, if you have any faith in those two guys panning out, that a quarterback still, even if Miles is gone and you have no faith in this team for the 2 years, would be a potential option for you. I don't know. It's kind of wild to me. Quickness that we flip, right? 2023 Browns defense. Anybody would have called here and ranted and raved about how good they were. They would have sang to the heavens about how good of a team and how good of a defense the Browns had. Just throwing them out there as one of the greatest defenses, at least while they're playing at home especially, since like what the early 2000s Ravens, right? The 2001 Ravens. Like, they were in that category. And then all of a sudden it's, okay, well, you have, I mean, I'll agree with you, the DN who doesn't want to be here. There's no argument there. One corner, I think, is a little bit of a stretch. MJ was locked down 2 years ago. He kind of got burnt this year. You still have Denzel. JOK, I mean, fair point on him. Like, it's such a turnaround. And it just goes from such a positive to such a negative. But the idea that, again, this is in your favor, though, Keith. Like, in that way, this conversation goes into your favor if my analysis here is right and the Browns are indeed throwing a smokescreen trying to get Abdul Carter. Okay, that's a buildup from the base, and maybe they go quarterback in the second round. Maybe they draft somebody. I mean, they're going to draft someone. But if they don't value either of these quarterbacks at 2, and you're trying to get the Titans comfortable with trading down because you're going to sell that you do like a quarterback and the Titans are going to trade with somebody who wants a quarterback just so you can take Abdul Carter, I mean, it's an option for you. It gets you more to don't draft a quarterback early and end up with one of these guys later. Again, I think smokescreen, I was not on board. Had no belief that this was a true reality, that the Browns were actually throwing a smokescreen at the second overall pick. But maybe we unlocked it. Maybe we unlocked the true idea, because Kevin Stefanski talking today, if you had never heard him speak, you'd be like, wow, it sounds like he really likes Shedeur. As someone who listens to way too much of Kevin Stefanski and listens to the Browns in general talk, you know as well as I do, they're not just tossing up information like that. They're not giving away information in that same way. There's no way that Shedeur is the guy they want. And not on a talent perspective, just you telling me that right there almost makes me feel like there's no chance. All right, coming up in about 5 minutes, as we always do at 9 o'clock, it'll be time for Get a Grip. Still over half the show left to go here. It's Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.